Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Drake just keeps breaking records. Which actress is now getting her own network and talk show? And how trivia can help pay off your student loans. Melissa has the juice coming up.
LaShawn McCoy's ex-girlfriend brutally beaten. But the question is, who really did it?
Wiggy has your sports.
And the Sox look to do something impossible tonight.
But first, shoppers in Massachusetts one step closer to getting a tax break. The House has approved an amendment to a bill that would suspend the state's 6.25% sales tax on the weekend of August 11th and 12th. And the tax-free weekend is popular with shoppers and many retailers. It now needs approval from the Senate. Well, Drake just stays breaking records. He now has 7 singles of his new album, Scorpion, that have hit Billboard's top 10. That record, he broke the record that was held by the Beatles. They've had that record since 1964, so damn. Well, it looks like Reese Witherspoon looking to follow in Oprah's footsteps. She's getting her own network and a talk show. It's not a TV network, though. It's a video-on-demand network that you can get through DirecTV and AT&T. And her talk show is called Shine On with Reese, and some of her guests include Pink, America Ferrera, Dolly Parton, and Ava DuVernay, who directed Reese in A Wrinkle in Time. And if you are drowning in student loan debt, here's help on the way. So there's a new show. It premieres tomorrow on True TV that will help you get rid of that debt. It's called Paid Off. It's a new game show where you answer trivia questions. And some of them have to do with education. The others are like random things like how long do you have to date before it's okay to fart in front of your partner. If you win, you get your student loans paid off. And the host of the show says that the goal of it is to raise awareness about student loan debt. And each episode ends with telling people to call their representatives to tell them you need a better solution than a game show.
Student loans are such a sham. I'm serious. Like, they need to figure out how to wait, like, to lower the interest rate or something. I actually saw a tweet that had just gone viral from some girl who was like, I just finished paying $38,000 of my $50,000 student loan and I still owe $48,000.
Yeah, well,
it's like, come on. It's something has to be done about that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you got
to
play sports or be really, really smart and get scholarships.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, the good news is it looks like the rumors about Rihanna and her man, Hasan Jameel, breaking up are not true. But the bad news is it looks like they're kind of miserable together. Pictures have come out of the two of them on vacation in Mexico from Friday, but they were definitely having a very heated exchange. And the pictures are up on the Get Up Crew Facebook page if you want to see them. But you can clearly see Rihanna is pissed about something. And she's all up in his face with her hand, like finger, like pointing at him like, you. Like, this is what I picture happening. You mother. And then he's kind of just like looking at her like, what the hell did I do? Before he eventually gets up and just walks away and Rihanna's left there smoking. So something definitely is going on between the two of them, and they've been dating for about a year. Sad story, too, now is the ex-girlfriend of Buffalo Bills running back LaShawn McCoy was brutally beaten early yesterday morning in the Georgia home that the two of them shared. Now, I'm sure you guys saw the photo of the very bloody Delicia Corden laying in the hospital bed, and that was going around yesterday. It was first posted by Delicia's friend, Mia Michelle Boykin, who initially put it on Instagram, accusing LaShawn of at least having something to do with the attack, calling him the devil, accusing him of viciously beating his son and his dog, along with accusing him of using illegal steroids, all this stuff. That post has been taken down at the advice of Delicia's lawyer, although her friend says she still stands by everything she said. So as far as the facts and what we know so far, LaShawn and Delicia were dating for a little while. They broke up at some point last year. Since then, LaShawn has allegedly been trying to get Delicia to move out of their house and also to give back some specific items of jewelry that he gave to her. And when she refused to leave or return the items, word is he had hired people to remove her items from their house. And when she saw on surveillance camera that people were taking her stuff, she called police, and this was a little while ago, and had them put a stop to it. Fast forward to early yesterday morning when she was in the house. It was 3:00 in the morning. Someone came into the house, pistol whipped her, demanded the jewelry that LaShawn had asked her for. And according to the police investigation, there was no sign of forced entry. The residence was specifically targeted, and it was not a random incident, leading everyone to at least assume
right.
that LaShawn McCoy had something to do with. They may have hired these people. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows? He is denying.
Doesn't look good for him.
It definitely doesn't look good.
All.
And what I find interesting in his statement that he put on his Instagram, he didn't deny that he hired anyone. He denied personally attacking her himself, saying that the claim is totally baseless and completely false, mm-hmm. and he has not had any direct contact with any of the people involved for months. So this is going to be an ongoing investigation.
Right.
I'm curious to see how the NFL is going to deal with this. I'm curious to see how the police are going to deal with this. And, you know, until we find out all the facts from this, it's hard to really point any fingers. But, Wiggy, like you said, it definitely just, does not look,
good
look good
for LaShawn
McCoy right now at all.
Because of the jewelry things and,
right.
and what you said, that they target at the specific jewelry. So
right.
not a good look for him. He's going to need the police or whoever this home invader is, that when they catch him, to be like, yo, I don't even know who LaShawn McCoy is.
All right, here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, some more crazy NFL news. Former New England Patriots cornerback. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Brandon
this
Brown
nuts.
Charged with attempted murder on his former girlfriend. I guess he tried to, like, wrap her up in a carpet or something, suffocate her.
God,
yes.
What is happening?
Right. Holy crap, man.
You know, people are crazy nowadays, so you got to be careful out there in the dating world. You never know who you're getting involved with. World Cup action will continue today. England will take on Croatia 2 p.m. France advances to the, is it the finals, right?
It is the finals on Sunday.
They beat Belgium 1-0, so that should be very, very interesting. So I like England, so I'm going France and England in the World Cup finals. And I'm going to say England's going to win the whole thing, but who knows? I know nothing
about
soccer.
People are saying France is the favorite right now, but if it's not Brazil and it's not Argentina or whoever else, I feel like there really isn't a favorite right now, but...
I
only claim to know anything about soccer. I really don't.
I have no clue. But in other soccer news, your boy Cristiano is leaving Real Madrid to go to Juventus. Mm-hmm. Is that the name of it?
I've heard it's Juventus. It's pronounced. I've heard it pronounced.
Well,
a
he's leaving
ways.
There, and he's going to be playing for a new team there. So you can check him out this up and coming season or whenever soccer starts. The Red Sox, they are smoking hot. They're going to look to try to complete their three series game sweep, whatever you want to call it. They swept the Nationals, they swept Kansas City, and they beat the Rangers 8-4 last night. So now they are trying to complete this series sweep tonight against the Rangers at 7:10 p.m. So let's see if they can do that. They are on fire right now. Best, my opinion, best team in baseball. So let's see what they can do. And that is your sports.
Turning mostly sunny today, 74 for your high. Clear night tonight, temperatures in the mid-60s, and mostly sunny tomorrow, 76 for your high. 70 degrees right now. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire, online at SullivanTire.com.